This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavu. We're learning Meseches Ksuba, Daf Pei Beis Amid Aleph. Let's begin from Pei Aleph Amid Beis on the bottom. The Gemara quoted a Braisa. The Braisa said, Hari Shahaya Noise Ba'achiv. Someone who was demanding a chayiv from his brother. Someone who was claiming that his brother owed him money. Umeis. And then the person, so Reuven and Shimon. Reuven said, Shimon, you owe me 100 bucks. Then Reuven died. V'hiniach shemeres yavam. And the person left his wife waiting, being shomer for the yavam. So basically, one brother demanded money from the other, and then he died. And now his wife is waiting to do yibam. So technically now, the brother owes money to the deceased wife. But could the brother say, lo yomer, you can't say, ho v'shani yorish, since I'm the heir, hechazakti, so I'm going to be machzik the debt. I have to pay my brother, but my brother's dead and I inherit him. So could he say, well, since I inherit him, so I'm taking ownership over the halva? No, he can't say it. El maitzian mi yavam. We take it out, the Raisa says, we take it from the yavam. V'yikach behen karka, he buys land. V'hu echaperos, and he's going to eat the fruits. Okay, the Gemara brought that Braisa to prove that basically to prove that you cannot sell property of the deceased, because if you can't even take ownership of the loan, basically if you take the money, we'll take it away from the yavam and we'll put it in the possession of the dead brother. So meaning if the shibud is so strong that we'll take away money from the brother, certainly the shibud should be so strong that it should prevent him from selling. But ultimately the Gemara said that you can't prove from there that you're not allowed to sell because it's not a braisa. The Gemara said, Zu eino mishnah. Gemara wanted to know, so no, why is it not a mishnah? If it's because, well, the loan is metaltalin, and the loan is not meshubet to a ksuba. So Gemara says that's not a reason why the braisa is not a valid braisa, because maybe it goes like Rav Meir that metaltalin are meshubet. Elamai, because he says, so the Gemara says, Ve'ela mishum da'amrala elamai, it's because he said to her, Adlav balas dvarim didiyat. Elamai, it's because he said to her, you know, look, I don't owe you the money. You're not my bal dvarim. What do you mean I should pay you? I didn't borrow money from you. I borrowed money from the brother. So you're not the balas dvarim. I borrowed from my brother. But the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? He borrowed from the brother, but the brother owes money to the woman, and you have shibuda de Rav Nasan. The Gemara says, Dilma Rav Nasan, he made me, it's Rav Nasan. The Tani we learned in a Brais Rav. Rabbi Nasan, Aymer. Minayin lenoish b'chaber money. How do I know that if you demand money from your friend? Levi says to Shimon, hey Shimon, you owe me 100 bucks. B'chaver, b'chaver. And Shimon says to Reuven, hey Reuven, you owe me 100 bucks. Minayin shemaitzien mi zevenoish l'zeh. How do we know that we could take the money from this one, from Reuven, and give it straight to Levi? Talmud Loimar, therefore it teaches, V'nasan la'asher asham lai. You give it to the one that is asham, the one that's guilty. It says, it doesn't say the one that you owe the money to. It says, Rashi says, la'asher hakeren shalai. The one who the principal belongs to. So we're going to trace it back to the original debt. So therefore, he can't say to her, well, I don't owe you the money, because he owes the brother, and the brother owes her for the ksuba. So he does owe her the money. She is his Baal Dvarim. Says Gemara, the reason why this Braisa is not a valid Braisa is because it has to go both like Reb Nosson and like Reb Meir. It has to be Machmir like Reb Nosson and like Reb Meir. And you can't be Machmir on both of them. Why? Because Ksuba is Midrabanan. And since Ksuba is Midrabanan, you can't take both Chumras, the Chumra of Reb Meir, that Metalton is Meshubah to the Ksuba, and the Chumra of Reb Nosson, that La'ashar Ashamlai. Says Gemara, Ela Lai Ashkechan Tana de Machmer Trei Chumrei B'Ksuba. We don't find any Tana that's Machmer on both Chumras by Ksuba. Ela Iik Reb Meir. You can either be Machmer like Reb Meir, that Metalton is Meshubah to the Ksuba, Iik Reb Nosson, or you could be Metalton, or you could be Machmer like Reb Nosson. Amar Rava, Rava said, Im Kain, if that's the case, Hainu de Shamanu Leila Abaye, this is what it means, this is what I heard Abaye say. Da Amar, he said, Zu Einoi Mishnah, this is not a Mishnah. V'le Adana Mahi. I didn't know why Abaye said this is not a Mishnah. Now I understand why Abaye said it's not a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah because it would have to be going like both Rav Meir and Rav Nosson. Okay, next. Next episode. Ahu gavra denafale yivama b'masa mechasya. There's a guy who yivama fell to him in masa mechasya. Boy achuha lemifsala begita mine. Like we had earlier, the brother wanted to pasel his brother from doing yibam by giving the woman a get. Why did he want to do that? Because if he does yibam, the other brother gets the whole estate. This way, if now chalitza is done, then everyone will divide everything equally. Amar Lei, so the brother said, "My datach, what's going on over here? What's your opinion? What are you trying to do? If it's because you want a piece of the property, I'm going to divide the estate with you." Amar Lei, so the brother said, "No, it's not that I'm." It's not that I want the property, but I'm afraid you're going to pull a fast one. I don't believe that you're going to divide with me. Mistafina de avadatli ki de avad pumpa di sarama. I'm afraid you're going to do to me like the cheater from Pumpadisa. Like we had in the story before, where he promised that he was going to divide it, and he didn't divide it. Even though the obvious question is, well, he didn't divide it because Rabbi Yosef didn't let him, because Rabbi Yosef said, you can't make a sale. But the brother thought that the reason why it didn't work is because somehow he decided not to do it. So he said, I'm afraid you're going to trick me. Amar Leis, so the brother said, you know what? Ibas ploig lach mehashas, if you want. So let's divide it from now. Make a kinyan right now. And even though right now it's not mine, but Rashi says, make a tnai that will go into effect later. Rashi says, "Hachsek b'chalkecha me'achshav." Take your chelek from now, and even though it's not kanoi to you now, but make a kinyan now that it should take effect once I do the ibam. Says Gemara, does this work? Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Afa gav dechi aser Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Even though when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Rav Yochanan Ha'imer al-Chaveroi, someone who says to his friend, Leichu m'sheich parazu, go pull this cow, v'loi tia knu yelecha, and it should not be owned by you, el al-achar shloshim yoyim. Let's say you say to your friend, go pull the cow, and you shouldn't own it until after 30 days. So the halach is la'achar shloshim yoyim kana. After 30 days, you're koineid, afilo imenas ba'agam, even if it's in an agam, And normally, you can't do Mashiach on an animal if it's in an Agam. But you could do Mashiach now, and it should take effect for 30 days from now, even if in 30 days the animal's in a location where typically Mashiach doesn't work. So you would think, here also, you should be able to tell the brother, make a kinyan on it now, that it should take effect after I do Yibam. So Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference between these two cases. Hasam, there, you're allowed to give it over because biyadai. Because I could say make a kinyan now that it should be effective later, because you could make a kinyan now. Because now the cow is in a spot, is in the person who's making the kinyan's rishus. So I could tell you make a kinyan now and should be effective later, because you are in a situation where you can make the kinyan now. Masha'in came by the yavam. I can't tell you take your chelek now that it should be kind of for you for later, because you can't make a kinyan on it now. Hachalabi adai. Here, the brother is giving it over. He doesn't have the ability to give to the younger brother because it's not his, because he didn't do Yibam yet. So there's a fundamental difference between the situation of making a kinyan on the cow as opposed to making a kinyan on the estate of the deceased, because the state of the deceased is not within the domain of the living brother now to make a kinyan on, because he didn't do Yibam yet. You can only say make a kinyan now, it should be effective later if you're able to make the kinyan now, not if you're not able to make the kinyan now. Says Gemara, what do you mean? V'ha kiasa ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan like honey. Bechlal, when Ravin came, he said to Rabbi Yochanan that if somebody says, take possession of this cow now and be koina it and 30 days, it doesn't work. We just said, Rabbi Yochanan said, if you pull the cow now, you could stipulate it will be effective in 30 days. The problem is, what Ravin reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's ineffective. Loikasha, hada amarle kinei me'achshav. It's not a question. Rav Dimi's report is if you say, be koina it from now. So then it could be effective in 30 days. Ravin's report is where you didn't say, be kind of it now. Okay, now another shayla. They asked the question from Ula. What would the halacha be if you do yibam? And then you want to give part of the nechasim of the brother to another brother. That's what they asked of Ula, and Ula said, "Lo yasav leiklum." He didn't do anything. It's not effective. What about chilek v'acharkach yibemahu? What if he gave it to the brother and then he did yibam? What's the halacha? Lo yasav leiklum. He also he didn't do anything. So the question is, obviously, if it's not even effective after yibam, when he takes ownership of his brother's estate, certainly it's not effective before yibam. Says Gemara, Maskeflo Rav Sheshes, Hashta Yibam V'acharkach Chilek Lo Yasav Leiklum. Now, if when you did Yibam and then you divided it, it's nothing. Chilek V'acharkach Yibam Mibay. If you gave it out and then you did Yibam, do we need to say that it's not effective? Of course, it's not effective. So says the Gemara, it's not like Ula said both of these halachos that you would ask. You know, once he said it's not effective after the Yibam, certainly it's not effective before the Yibam. He said these two halachos in response to two different questions, separately, shnei masim hayu. He responded to two different questions, and the one who asked, what's the halacha, if it was given out before Yibam, didn't hear what Ula said about if it's given out after Yibam. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Reish Lakish, he said the name Reish Lakish, Ben Yibam V'acharkach Chilek, whether he first did Yibam, then he distributed, Ben Chilek V'acharkach Yibam, whether he distributed and then he did Yibam, Layasav Layklum, it's completely ineffective. The Hilchus?
Why? Once he acquired it, why can't he give it to everyone to give?
Because it sounds like it's Meshubah to the Yavamas Ksuba. The whole estate is Meshubah to the Yavamas Ksuba. And even though he takes ownership of it, but because there's a lien on the entire estate, he can't give it to any other brother.
Okay. How can he give it before, even consider thinking about it, that he can even give it before, because till he does Yibum, he has no claim whatsoever. Anyway, I mean, because any other brother could jump in and take it. So how could one brother that hasn't even done Yibum go ahead and take this that doesn't even belong? I mean, he has no right to it, like any other brother. Why would it even be a question?
What did the Mishnah say before? I mean, you're right, it's a good question. The Mishnah discussed, could the brother say, well, I'm going to designate a section or a portion of the estate for your ksuba, and then I'm going to take the rest. He can't do that. So, you mean once we have the Mishnah, he can't do that, then it goes without saying? Okay,
He has no brother can claim the money till they actually do the, till they do Yibum.
Right. Right. I don't have a good answer. L'chayr, it should be pashut. In other words, he doesn't take full... We know that the estate is meshubah to the ksuba, and l'chayr, he's not able to be meyached some of the possessions specifically for the ksuba, so I'm not sure why you would think that he could say that I'm going to give part of it to a brother. Okay. V'chachamim oimrim peiros ha-mechubarim l'karka shalayim. Now the Mishnah, we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Chachamim say that fruits attached to the ground belong to him. If you look back in the Mishnah, it says peros that are disattached from the ground, you buy karka, and he eats the fruits. If it's attached to the ground, Rav Meir says, well, we're going to evaluate how much it's worth with the fruits, how much it's worth without the fruits, and the extra value you buy karka and he eats the peros, and the Chachamim say it belongs to him. So the Shaila is, why in the world would it belong to him? The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Amai v'hakol nechas v'achran v'arvan l'ksubasa. The whole estate is meshubit to the ksuba. Why would I think that the fruits attached to the ground are his? So the Gemara says, no, tani shalah. Say it means it's hers. It's for sure not his. It's hers.
We have the same achlagis in the prior Mishnah, though.
Oh, good question. Good question. So why is it that when it comes to the earlier Mishnah, when it comes to Nechsei Milug, we have a machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, what? You basically, you're shaman, the difference between with the fruits and without, and he gets the, you sell it, you buy land, he gets the fruits, and she gets the keren. And the Chachamim say, it belongs to him. Well, why didn't we ask, how in anyone's right mind, could we say that it belongs to him? That is a good question. You know, ask this question. Look at Rashi, the two lines, the second narrow line, from where the wide lines begin. Rashi is bothered by Rabasi's question. Why over there would we say maybe it belongs to him? The Hasam Peru Takinole Rabbanan Hecha Deika Karen Kayam. There, as long as there's land, Karen, that's intact, he gets the fruits. So, if it's attached to the ground, it might be considered fruits. It should belong to him. Why is it considered fruits? Because it's being cut in his domain. But here, We're saying he doesn't just get fruits. We're saying he gets the keren. And she just has a shibud. So basically, what are we saying? It's his, so then he could sell it? In other words, here in the Mishnah before, in the earlier case of Nechse Milug, we're giving him peiros. But here we're saying that it belongs to him to sell it. So why would he be able to sell it? So to that, the Gemara says, no, he can't. We're going to say that he can't. And that it is Meshubit to her. The Gemara continues. We have to study this Rashi further. The Gemara continues. Kansa harehi keishtei. If he marries her, the Yavam does Yavam, she's like his wife. Says Gemara l'may hilchasa, regarding what is she like his wife? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina loymar shemagar shebeget, that he could divorce her, he doesn't have to umachzira and take her back, and he doesn't have to do chalitza. So since he doesn't have to do chalitza, he could take her back because he's just divorcing her. Says Gemara pshita, isn't that obvious? So Gemara says ma'al detema, I would have said v'yibma amarachmana. It says, and he did yibum to her. V'adayin yivumim hoishan malah, and therefore the original yibum is on her. Loi tizgi la baget, ela b'chalitza, so it should not be sufficient to give her a get. You should have to give her chalitza because the original yibum is upon her. Kamash malan, that the yibum is dissipated, and if you want to dismiss her, you could give her a get, and you could take her back. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let us hold it over here. Okay, have a wonderful night. We have to think about what the answer is, why in the case of Nechse Milug, the Gemara doesn't have a problem that it belongs to him, only by the Peiros HaMechubarim LaKarka. Okay, Hatzlach Rabbah. Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach. Thank you. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.